Letters to Daniel, Volume 8, Letter 657, Destroying the House of Witchcraft, Part 1, Orders, Update. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2018, in the first month, on the seventh day of the first month.
Dear Jesus, Sunday, the 7th of January 2018, 7 a.m. This last week at work you spoke to me in a very direct and authoritative manner. It was Wednesday night, into Thursday morning when you said, "Together, you and I will demolish the house of witchcraft, in its entirety." And then you added, "I want it destroyed." The next night as I was thinking about what you said, Angel Maya spoke to me and said, "The House of Witchcraft job won't be easy. So I pray that you would show up and make it easy." Almost immediately after I prayed, the Lord Holy Spirit began to guide my thinking in how to first approach your orders. His input is indeed making the job easy. And we have Maya to thank for her keen observation, which led me to pray in the first place. Here is what I wrote in my field notes the next night at work. 6. Witchcraft. The use of spiritual gifts in a fashion not authorized by Jesus. 7. The house of witchcraft on earth began with the first recorded words spoken by Satan in the Garden of Eden. Has God indeed said, "You shall not eat of every tree of the garden"? Genesis 3:1b. I also shared this in an email with a brother, CB47. He asked two questions that got me to thinking some more, and I am sure those questions were under the inspiration of the Lord as well. Here is a quote of our exchange on this matter. CB 47. Does the house of witchcraft refer to the dominion of darkness in general, or is it a specific location? My response. Or is it a specific location? Spirit space. Babylon the Great. See Revelation 18:1. Earth space. Wherever there is a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hated bird. See Revelation 18:2. Over the years I have seen and heard this played out at G6. Please see these letters. Letter 56 Volume 1, The Hand of Satan. Letter 272 Volume 514, Medical Babylon. But I have also been witnessing the deliverance of G6, ever since the beginning of my employment relationship with them, in July of 2001. Please see these letters. Letter 37C, Volume 1. Freedom. What if God was one of us? Letter 523, Volume 6. The House of Lilith. Letter 645, Volume 7. Overthrowing the Princes of Breast Cancer. I have written many other letters regarding witchcraft. The above is just a sample. As of now, I am waiting upon the Lord as to how to proceed. But I did have a dream just yesterday in which I was in great conflict with angels of witchcraft, so it appears the Lord didn't want to waste any time in getting started with this operation. This dream will be documented in the next letter. Blessings, R.C. Theophilus.